Let's talk about audio description. Well, Sonali Rai from RNIB is going to talk to us about audio description, but this time we're looking at adverts. Sonali, thanks very much for joining us. Adverts are relatively new when it comes to audio description.
Yes, they are quite new. So we've had a campaign on adding audio description or making Christmas ads accessible for the past 2 years now. And we've had reasonable success. Last year, we had about 12 brands confirming their interest in audio description. In fact, making their ads accessible. I mean, John Lewis was obviously the biggest one, but then we had Morrison's, which was very, very highly rated in terms of viewer feedback. So yes, there is a lot of interest, though we would love to reach a point where it's not just about Christmas ads, but ads in general. And I think it's quite important that brands understand or advertisers understand why RNIB is asking for more ads to be made accessible. So in the UK, on UK television, we've got lots of content with audio description. We've got films, dramas, documentaries. You've got TV devices that are quite accessible now. So we've got the talking menus on Sky, on Freeview. So if you want an integrated and inclusive television experience, then ads are part of it. So there is definitely growing interest, and I'm glad there's growing interest. The only problem at the moment, which is a big barrier, is that brands need to understand that they need to start thinking of accessibility at the storyboard stage. At the moment, quite often brands, they reach out to us and ask us about audio description at the very end, when they're sending their ads for approval.
There are adverts which are easy to understand. We're not saying AD here, we're talking accessibility. So the advert can come on and, I would know exactly what it was about. Perhaps I don't get a lot of the visuals through that, but I am getting some information. So, not just AD, but perhaps just the narration being a bit more descriptive.
Yes, precisely. And I think a glowing example of this was the Marks and Spencer's Christmas ad of last year. So it described what was on the screen, it read everything out. So all the text on screen, all the graphics were read out. I think that's what's needed, because we need to understand the ads are, let's say, between 30 to 45 seconds. There isn't sufficient time to describe every single thing that's on the screen objectively. So you need to make sense of the atmosphere and what the central message is. As long as that's coming through clearly, the experience works. At least that's the feedback that we've had.
It's good that, companies are coming to RNIB and you're still, I'll say campaigning, but you're kind of, trying to encourage them to make the ads more accessible. That is great to hear, because there are still adverts out there from companies which, I've come across on TV. I have no idea what they're trying to sell me, whether it's a product or a service, because it's perhaps just music, sound effects, graphics. So that inaccessibility is really perhaps leaving out potential customers. So you would think by thinking about the bottom line, that would encourage them to do more.
Oh, there's plenty of adverts that are completely inaccessible. But the worst ones are, you have the whole ad. The ad is completely accessible. It's audio led, so you understand what's happening, but they don't mention the brand. And that's a creative approach. We get that. However, what you're doing is you're making it completely inaccessible. So yes, we can buy potatoes for 10p, carrots for 8p. But where do I need to go to buy my potatoes for 10p or carrots for 7p? That's what they're failing to mention at times.
It's good to hear RNIB is still talking with the companies involved. And even some of them are coming to RNIB. We want it though at that, as you say, the drawing board stage. We want it perhaps even just inclusive rather than having audio description added. So you're looking forward to the Christmas ads this year, Sonali?
Oh, absolutely. And I think what's helping it even more is the broadcasters getting involved. So we had this campaign with Channel 4 at the start of Paralympics Tokyo, where Channel 4 encouraged its advertisers to make sure when they're delivering their ads to Channel 4, they have an audio description track, making it clear that audio description helps, how vital it is for viewers with sight loss.
And do you still encourage people to get in touch with you, AD programs, any problems or any suggestions? Can people still do that?
Absolutely. So people can email us on audiodescription@rnib.org.uk.
Sonali, looking forward to the adverts again this Christmas. It's almost become part of the tradition, hasn't it? And thank you for joining us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.